When I was a kid, I had a stuffed animal that I named Scruffy after our neighbor's little white dog, a West Highland Terrier, because he looked just like him. Scruffy was not the most high-end stuffed animal in my extensive collection. In fact, he was most likely the lowest on the low end. He had wiry white fur, was stuffed with hay, and was as flat as roadkill. Somebody probably won him at a carnival by throwing a ping pong ball at a goldfish in a cup or something. Regardless, he was one of my favorites, and I brought him everywhere, which meant that on top of his already challenged physique, he was also filthy, matted, missing an eye, and had a hole in his stomach where the hay came out. My mother didn't try to hide her disgust, and on several occasions suggested he'd make a better fly swatter than bedmate, which she thought was all sorts of hilarious, but she never got a laugh from me. One day, while waiting 900 hours for my mother to finish talking to her friends in the supermarket parking lot, I investigated every inch of Scruffy out of boredom. His dirty little pink nose, his remaining green plastic eye, his long tail, his pointy little ears, and all of a sudden I realized something I'd never considered before. Scruffy wasn't a dog, he was a cat. I know this doesn't sound like a big deal, but I can still feel the shock and the terror. It was like having your dad slowly peel off his face to reveal he's actually the school principal and has been all along. I had never questioned Scruffy's dogness because there was a dog who looked just like him in my immediate environment, which meant that's what dogs look like, so Scruffy must be a dog. I didn't investigate. I just took what appeared before me as the truth. This is what happens to most of us when we grow up and start piecing together our perceptions of our worlds and ourselves. We take a quick look at the reality around us and figure, alrighty, this is how it is. Noted. We go through life accepting these truths, many of which make us miserable, and it isn't until we wake up and investigate that we suddenly discover unexpected and liberating insights hiding beneath our old, dirty, scratchy beliefs. Choose something that relates to your goal that you're currently struggling with or that has always tripped you up. A great way to get clear on what's going on with you is to really listen to how you talk and what you say about your quest. For example, let's say your goal is to meet your special someone. Listen to how you talk about dating or the availability of awesome single people or your skills as a flirter or your opinions of couples in general. Chances are excellent that if you're having trouble finding someone, your language and your beliefs about finding love aren't in alignment with what you say you desire. Spend today talking and thinking and journaling about your goal and write down any negative thoughts or beliefs that come up for you and then investigate the crap out of them. For example, let's say you bust yourself on the thought that, if I meet someone, he'll eventually cheat on me. You could then investigate that by asking, where did this belief come from? Are there any men out there who don't cheat? Is it possible that my awesome, non-cheating guy exists and I just haven't met him yet? Keep investigating your thoughts until it turns around. We are at the helm of how we perceive everything. So a turnaround is absolutely available if you keep peeling back the layers of your reality. Once you unearth the rickety foundation of the truth you've been settling for, come up with a new belief or saying to replace the old one with, such as, I'm in a happy and committed relationship with my loyal and loving man, and I'm so excited I can barely stop squirming. And say it over and over until he walks into your life. Really, truly do this exercise, please. It sounds so simple, but it can unlock the door to untold awesomeness.